K-N-4 TFW, KO4 HGET.
K-N-4 TFW.
Hey, did you get that picture I sent you or a text message?
This message popped up, but I was talking to Tom, so I didn't click on it when it came on the screen.
And Leon and Andrew, a picture of the fuel prices over here today.
Going back up, they probably blame them on that bridge collapse.
Down at least another 10 cents.
Yeah.
Means it's went down 30 cents since Monday morning.
Bidenomics working.
It seems like this spot over here is the only one doing it, though. Other places are still almost $4 a gallon.
Made it, it's, you know, 50 cents different just 2 or 3 miles down the road.
You get the next delivery, their fuel prices will start coming down since the summer blend's coming out.
And the summer blend for the gasoline comes out, right? Pick up a couple more miles per gallon.
On this side of town is $2.99.
Yeah, they $2.96.
So far today, it's what, almost 75 degrees out here right now.
You too. I made one little short trip this morning, but it wasn't bad.
What after this morning?
These special water filters, and the, I don't know, the place that we normally buy them from, they got bought out and the name changed, and corporate fixed some stuff in the computer and everything, and it wouldn't let me order it from the original place because all that wasn't set up, so I had to just order them and went down and picked them up on my credit card. It's had a slightly different name than all the others, and so it didn't pick it up in the change.
So that one little thing different changes the whole world.
Corporate people, they keep changing stuff, and it just makes it harder on the different plants. 385 in Lyman.
69 here already. Come up 30 cents a gallon. Ain't gone 3 miles.
It's gouging there.
HKX. I can't explain what's going on, but I'm sure they've got some reason for it.
KN4 TFW. I'm Wade Hampton.
Heading back up there to the bus garage.
Off kids.
Be done dropping off kids by now.
The bus would go down the side street and everything, and they won't hardly do it now. They just stop at the end of the side street and drop them off. Same as Lake Lamar subdivision. They just drop them off and let them walk off.
Subdivisions don't make room for them to get in there and turn around.
As you run all the way up to the end of the cul-de-sac, there's liable to be 4 or 5 cars parked there.
Probably not supposed to leave roads.
Very true. Never really thought about that. Friday, you got to go down to Greenwood, KN4 TFW.
I don't know that yet. If I do, it'll be next Friday. Been down there since 1st of February, so be 2 months.
Biden Harris sticker. Man, I ain't seen one of those in a long time.
Too many bumper stickers, period, this time around.
Got it, but yeah, you're probably right.
Don't carry on a civil conversation anymore. It's all trying to do somebody in if they disagree with anything. So, I'm probably trying to keep that off their car so nothing happens.
Road rage, right?
Oh, there's enough of that already. Got to carry on a decent conversation at the fuel pump today.
Did the fuel pump actually talk to you?
Yeah, I only always has somebody come up and talk to me. They're usually wanting something for free. But this guy just wanted to carry on a conversation. He happened to not be from around here, though. He's from Vermont.
Well, I've carried on a couple of them over by the Ingles and that, but usually most people don't even say anything. Usually I'm the first to at least say, hi, how you doing?
If I make eye contact with somebody, I generally try to speak, like say hi, at least.
Well, they don't teach how to carry on a conversation in school anymore.
It just involves their thumbs.
I hear you.
Surprising to me to have somebody actually carry on a conversation and, like I said, it wasn't wanting something for free. You got free samples on there. They're anything free today. I hear that so many times during the day. Just cringe when I hear it anymore.
About 30 seconds to get back out of this bad spot.
04H kicks. Standing by.
We should be back. KN4 TFW.
KO4H kicks. But yeah, like I was saying, it's just unusual to meet somebody that didn't expect me to give them something.
For free. Man, they got a truck driving school down here on Wade Hampton just past all those car lots. I see down at the bottom of the hill, pulled over on the side. That's going to be a pain to get going again.
Shouldn't be too bad. I ain't got automatic transmission in there, I'm sure. I'm just waiting for traffic to clear out. But that's something you got to deal with on a regular basis, so better get used to it now.
Dad, I hate to just pull out into traffic, you know what I mean? I like to get up a little bit of speed anyway.
Part of that. But that's part of it when you're driving a truck. Sometimes you just can't. You just got to make a hole.
E4BM mobile.
4BM, I believe it was. KO4H kicks. And Ken's here also.
KN4TFW. Good afternoon.
Hello, fellas. How are you today?
You're almost at house.
Ten to 15 more minutes. Just did my hour-long session at PT, and I'm ready to get back to the house. Actually, I'm ready to go back to work, but my body's telling me no, not yet.
What you had done, but I would not rush it if I didn't have to.
To the Anderson Radio Club meeting tomorrow. I'm kind of bored. Need something to do after physical therapy tomorrow.
That's a good thing to do. Go out and meet the other hams in the area. So find out who they are. Put a face with a call sign anyway.
Around Anderson.
When does this machine have their usual meetings? I know they haven't had a meeting in quite a while.
I think it'll be next Monday, I believe. I'll have to look first Monday.
Yeah, I was thinking it was the first Monday of every month, but I could be mistaken.
Usually meet up somewhere in the Greenville area.
Red Cross Center, but I can't remember the name of the street it's on.
They're at 29 and 185, right there where they meet over by the hospital. But I don't know if they're meeting there, if they're still doing Zoom.
Now.
I'll have to look up on their site and see what the address is. Maybe I'll go to that one, too.
Ken, I don't believe I caught your name.
This is Ben, Bravo Echo November. I'm kind of new, but not really new in the area. I moved up here to Greenville about over a year ago.
Patrick here, and I'm pretty sure you have spoken before.
I'm at the house, but I don't have a pusher pole to put it on, and I get an HF station. But I don't want to talk about that. It only talks on one. In one area of the whole, all these frequencies I can talk on, and I'm stuck on 80 meter.
Well, Ben, I have this is Patrick over here, but I'm pretty sure you and I have spoken before. But if you go to the club meeting, they'll welcome you right in. So I wouldn't hesitate to go to it. I just can't remember the time of it. I'm driving right now. I'd look it up.
Couple here and there and passing and stuff. I just throw my call wherever. Whatever my radio will pick up, I'll throw a call. This repeater, the Anderson repeater, a couple of these SC Heart repeaters. But I haven't keyed up any of those in a while.
Before on here, call out and everything, but I wasn't where I could get back to you. I was usually on the phone.
Yeah, it's all good. I just don't want to be too foreign. My buddy back in Charleston keeps on telling me, hey, you talked to any of them aliens lately? I said, what are you talking about? He goes, you know them foreigners on the radio? I was like, whatever.
Good morning.
See y'all in the morning. I'm currently out of work on short-term disability, and then I work the second shift over there at Lockheed, so I got a pretty messed up schedule as is, and I try to keep to it so I don't have to transition back and forth.
That, making that switch, it can be hectic sometimes.
Boeing was the one that originally put me on the second shift, and I've been working it ever since. But I ain't gonna complain. It puts money in my pocket and pays the bills.
When are you gonna be out of work?
It's looking like 2 months in total. Like I said, I've been out of work for about a month now. It all depends on this this epidural, and if it works on my back, I'll probably be back to work 2 weeks after I get the epidural.
Works for you, and you can get back to work. That way you're not sitting around bored out of your mind.
I mean, I don't want to see anybody in misery and pain, not being able to do the things you want to do. KN4 GFW.
I don't wish this pain that I'm going through on anybody, not even my worst enemy. It's that bad. It's put me down while I was taking a shot one time, and I said, can't do this. I can't keep on living in this much pain. But I got to do what I got to do. My doctor was joking with me. He goes, man, you gained some weight. I said, well, look what happened. I'm in so much pain, I can't do much.
To move around when your back hurts, everything hurts then.
Hey, I was thinking it's hard to move around without stuff hurting when you get to be my age.
And then come to find out, I won't be going down to Charleston to see mom and dad and my brother for Easter because I can't even take that trip. It hurts just to even go to PT, just to make the 20-minute ride to go to PT. I was like, nope, this is not going to work.
Make the trip, but I definitely understand that too. Sitting cooped up in a car that long, it hurts, especially when you get where you're going.
I'm going to tell you guys 73, and I enjoyed it and that, and I hope you get to feeling better and the back gets better, but I'm about to turn in the subdivision here in Greer, so you guys have a good evening, and I'll catch you guys later. KN4 TFW.
Hey, Ken, you and Miss Susan, enjoy that El Matador tonight, KN4 HKX.
They got a big crowd that hangs out on here in the mornings.
It comes and goes. Me, Ken, Andrew, Leon, Eric, and then there's other guys come in on a regular basis, semi-regular basis. I mean, all's welcome, but at least two or three of us are there every morning.
Yeah, one of these days. I keep on telling my buddy up there in Simpsonville, I said, you need to come down here. Come down to my place and help me drill this hole through the wall so I can get me a so I can get my VHF UHF up.
That right now I run mine through pass through on the window. That way I could just go ahead and do it that way.
Thought about going and putting the antenna in the attic, but I'm a fairly larger person to be crawling across that thin part of the attic to get a hang up a little J pole.
Going through the sheetrock up there, that won't be good for the back or the wallet.
Mobile. Ain't that the truth?
For HKX, as expensive as it is to get anything done anymore, you don't want to create any problems, that's for sure.
Especially with that bridge that got taken down up there in up north. Is it Maryland or something? Somebody was saying that's the import. That's where they import a lot of our building materials on the East Coast.
Yeah, that port is closed down right now. It's one of the busiest in the nation.
Yeah. Well, Patrick, I'm getting ready to turn in the neighborhood. Man, that was a short ride. But it was good talking to you. Maybe we'll catch up another time. Have a good one. AE4BM Mobile.
AM, good to talk to you. And Ben, you stay safe out there, and I hope your back gets to feeling better. KO4HKX, I'll be clear. 7-3.